Episode 123, Love Confidence.
Welcome to the First Year Married Podcast, where we get real about building the marriage of your dreams. I'm marriage coach Kayla Levin, and I take newly married and engaged women from anxious and insecure to confident and connected through practical tips, real life inspiration, and more than a little self-awareness along the way.
Hello, my friends. Welcome back to the podcast. Happy to be here today. How are you doing? I hope things are going really well. I hope that you are starting to feel maybe a little bit of the groove after the holidays. We'll see by the time this gets out if you've managed. I don't really believe that my kids are going to stay in school, you know, which is probably at this point a logical assumption, but you know, just kind of going with a little bit of hope, and that's very good. Another thing that's going on over here is that I am starting my newest mastermind tonight. So by the time this gets out, we'll already have started, and I'm so excited. One of the things that I love about the mastermind is that every time through, there's another piece of partly the delivery, but I think more importantly, the concepts get so much more distilled and clarified every time that I run through, because, you know, with each group, I'm able to hear kind of where people are struggling and what things are fitting. And also what's so amazing is that the kind of women who join the mastermind are such thoughtful, deep thinkers. And like, you know, sometimes I'm like, is this a mastermind or a chabura? Like, you guys are totally pushing my thinking beyond every single time. And it's so amazing. Like, how does this fit in here with this piece of hashkafa or with this? And it's just amazing how it just keeps getting pushed and challenged. And each time that happens, the ideas and the skills that I'm trying to teach become stronger and more crystallized. I'm just so excited for this next one, for taking these women through, for the new things that I have to offer. And yeah, I just wanted to share that with you because it's very, very exciting for me. The last thing I want to just share, because some of you I know listen to the podcast but aren't on my email list, which is crazy, really. I mean, let's just be honest. But I wanted to just let you know that I was recently on the Life Coach School podcast. So you know the model that I talk about ad nauseum here on the podcast is from Brooke Castillo. And she had a panel discussion about religion and the model, which for me is my absolute favorite zone of geekery, is putting together coaching concepts and religion. And I had such a good time, you know, preparing for this. And of course, we only each got to speak for a little while because they're trying to present a bunch of different religions. But it was just such an absolute blast. It was also like way outside my comfort zone. So very fun to see how like all the emotions were happening at once. Like, this is so exciting and I want to die. All at the same time, because, you know, human brain, that's how it works. Anyway, so if you want, I just wanted to make sure you guys know in case you wanted to go and check that out. It was really a pretty fun conversation. So I want to talk to you today about this skill that I have developed, which is the intention of this skill is to allow you to evaluate what you want to do to improve your marriage in an effective way. Okay. What I often see happening is that we troubleshoot from a place of anxiety. What that looks like is, you know, someone coming on and like, if I start with, okay, what do you need to work on? What's the problem? Why do you need to work with me or with the mastermind, or why are you listening to the podcast? Immediately your brain is going to do what it does so well, which is look for everything that's wrong. It'll even give you a list of things. Like, I would think this would be such a fun experiment. But if you really were to say to yourself, like, okay, what do I need to work on in my marriage? Your brain would probably even give you a list of things that not all of them are things you even really care about. But, you know, again, like I talked about in the podcast episode about what we can learn from search engines, that's how our brain functions. You ask a question, it's going to be like, well, I don't know, her marriage does this and we don't do that. So maybe that's a problem. And, you know, this thing over here, and they say you should go on a date every week, but, you know, COVID, and it's just going to do that. It's just going to come up with the solution to your question or possible answers for your question. And so it's really important that when we work on our marriage, we want to also be thinking about, like, obviously, if I'm constantly thinking about everything wrong with it, it's going to undermine my confidence in my relationship, right? I'm not going to have an experience that's good and positive about my marriage. At the same time, I don't want to put on blinders. I don't want to ignore everything that could possibly be improved, because, you know what, maybe there's some stuff that you want to improve, right? Like, growth is so healthy, and the things that we love and that we care about, we invest in them. I want you investing in your marriage, not just trying to trick yourself into thinking that everything's already perfect. So what do we do with this, right? Like, on the one hand, sometimes our brains convince us there's a problem when there's actually nothing wrong, right? Like, the great example is a newlywed who thinks that she should already feel super confident and connected and not ever fight with her husband. And we're like, no. Why else? Why would we have Shana Rishona if you're supposed to already start acting like people who've been married for 25 years? You're not, right? Or someone who's been married for 25 years who feels like she should feel the enthusiasm and excitement and attraction that she felt as a newlywed, when maybe she hasn't been working towards doing that for many years because she's been very busy with her kids and with all the stages of life and with her work. So no, that's okay. That's not necessarily a problem. We do make up problems. At the same time, if there's something I can work on, I want to work on it. Okay. So you guys get, this is kind of like the issue that I often see. And what I do see a lot of the times, especially as a coach, is that because people are coming to me to work on their marriages, they lead with what's not working. Right? And the words we say are so powerful. So we sort of are painting this picture of a marriage that's not really working. And then at the end, they'll be like, but I just want to let you know, like, overall, things are good. Right? Because really, that's the most of the women that I work with know that, like, basically things should be fine. Right? There's no major addictions. There's no major, you know, major mental illness that's being totally untreated. There's for sure no abuse. I don't work with women in abusive marriages. So most of them are kind of like, I don't really know exactly what, like, why all these things are bothering. But really, they start with all the things that are bothering them. And then at the end, they kind of come in and they, like, want to just sort of establish, like, but basically it's fine. So what do we do with that, right? So the tool that I want you to use, I call it love confidence. And it's developing confidence in your love and in your relationship and in your husband. And we troubleshoot from a place of love confidence. So how does this work? It's really simple. This is going to be a short one. So my husband will be very happy. He can work on some other stuff because it won't take as long to edit. It's very simple. You just start with the good, but you don't stop with the good. That's it. We usually do it in the other direction, right? We usually start with all the things that are wrong, and then we try and, you know, work through those thoughts. And then we kind of, like, make ourselves feel better with some dessert about, okay, but these things are good. Or maybe I want to start thinking about it in this other way, a little bit more down the cuffs. Maybe I want to think about it a little bit more with a positive light, right? So we, like, switch after the fact. And I want you to reverse the natural process, or the sort of automatic process, right? I want you to start with all the things that you love about your husband and you love about your marriage. And you love about how you show up in your marriage. That's so important too. Okay? And always the best way to generate thoughts is to make yourself write them down in words. Okay? So when you want to be thinking in an intentional way, when you want to be directing your thoughts a certain way, you want to put it into language, write it down on paper, type it up. I do most of my self-coaching typing because I just type really fast and I like to do that. But I know a lot of people who really, really prefer the slow and more intentional process of writing by hand, whatever. That could be a whole other podcast episode. We won't go there. There's a lot actually about the benefits of handwriting. But either way, put it down into actual words that you can look at. Okay? So you could just give yourself a number you'll actually do. If you don't think that you're going to do more than 3 things, then make the number 3. If you don't think you're going to do more than 5 things, make the number 5. If you want to go for 10, fine. If you think you could do it, right? So you want to kind of see, like, what's your resistance level based on the number that you set for yourself. So I'm going to write down 5 things that I love about our marriage. And you just write down the 5 things. Okay? And then when at this point should start to feel like you are now in that mental space. Oh my gosh, look, it's going really well. Now remember, these have to be things you believe. Like, look how this is going. I feel good. We've got a lot to build with. We have some, you know, these different elements or pieces of our relationship are really working. Now you allow yourself to look at what could use some improvement. What are some areas that I'm a little worried about? Okay. And you'll feel that if you've done that first piece correctly, your energy is in a completely different place. It doesn't actually need to take that long, right? For me to write down 10 things I love about my marriage, if I'm typing, it takes me like 3 minutes, maybe. You just do the intentional confidence building. Then This is what keeps you from being kind of putting the blinders on. You go and you allow your brain to come up with like, well, is there anything bothering you? Is there anything you want to work on? And notice the difference. There's a big difference between the question, what do we still need to work on? And is there anything we need to work on? Okay. It's going to sort of keep your brain from having to be like, oh, I don't know. Maybe you have to work on all these things. Just going to like, again, constrain it a little bit. Is there anything we want to work on? Oh, maybe like you want to be spending a little bit more focused time together. Maybe you need to be focusing on putting your phones away. Maybe, you know, your intimacy is something that you'd like to sort of give more attention to, whatever it is. Yeah. Is there anything I'd like to be working on? And then you allow yourself to write those things out. It's fine. It doesn't matter if this list is longer than the first list. It's fine. Doesn't matter either way. And then you allow yourself to look at those. Okay. This is so huge because when I start looking at the problems in my relationship from a place of anxiety, it's very easy for my brain to start thinking like, oh my gosh, we don't have the tools to deal with this. This is a lot. This is a problem. And I don't want you ever working on anything from that place, but for sure not your marriage. I pretty much guarantee that the 99% of the women that listen to this podcast could make a good list, a good solid list of what's going right. Right? And again, you just like a search engine, you have to put in the question, you have to generate those thoughts intentionally, you have to write them down so that your brain will actually answer that question because it's lazy, especially if you've been spending a lot of time thinking about everything that's going wrong in your marriage. It's going to be even more lazy because our brains don't like to lay down all the new neural pathways, right? Just think of it as like a very stubborn government and trying to tell them like, no, we need a highway over here. They're going to be like, no, we've been fine. Do you know how much resources that's going to take? We're like, no, I want to go that way though. I would like to get to that city. So I need that highway. This is what we're doing with our brains. Our brains are like, oh, I don't know. Remember how we like to think how everything's not working? Remember how we like to think that the dating process was so hard and, you know, we never really got back from that. And I never really got to a place of confidence. And then this whole thing and COVID happened when we were first married and how hard that was. Like our brain's gonna, and then we just kind of have to be like, no, just put down 5 things on paper. Let's just write 5 things. Okay. And then the 5 things come down. Your confidence goes up. You're in a place where you see like, oh, there's a lot here to work with. And maybe now I want to work on these things. You'll be in a very, very different space. Okay, my friends. So this is your very short and simple tool for this week. I want you to try this out. Love confidence. Love confidence. You are building the confidence in your love for your relationship, your love for your husband, your ability to love, your ability to be there in the relationship. Build that up before you go into analytical analysis mode. Okay? I can't wait to hear from you about how that is going. And I'm very excited to be incorporating this much, much more in my next round. So those of you who are wanting to hear about new programs that are coming up, I do have a group because when I launched this one for women in their first 5 years, I got so many emails from women who are married longer that that group is already like half full. So if any of you are married over 5 years and most of those women are married 10 plus and you'd like to do the next round of the Marriage Mastermind, you could just email me at kayla@firstyearmarried.com or you can fill out the form. Go to firstyearmarried.com/coaching. And that's where you find out about all programs, all coaching opportunities before anybody else. And you get added to my email list, which you for sure should be on if you're not there already. Okay. Have an amazing, amazing week, everyone. I'll see you here next week. Okay. Bye-bye.